What's up, everybody? Welcome to Disney Movie News. Tonight we're going to be talking about Big Hero 6, Beauty and the Beast, and Moana. Here we go.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
What up, Disney fam? Disney Movie News time, baby. That's right here on the Popcorn Talk. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube for all other kinds of...
Oh my god.
I'm so sorry.
What's happening?
Is that
a commercial?
No, I have my...
Oh, that's
my
me.
Sound is
off. That's me. How dare I?
Everybody looked at me.
I'm fired. I'm off the show.
It was cool. Well,
thank you guys for having me. This is my last episode of Disney Movie News.
Yelling at everyone.
Guys, it's okay. Look at all those hearts in the chat. We're good.
Did you see it's Golden Hearts because it's our 50th episode?
Is it really?
It's our 50th episode.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, surprise.
That's why I had to ruin the intro. Gosh, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. That's why shout out to us and to all of you for being, because you guys honestly have been most of you. There's about 50 of you watching currently at this very moment, and most of you have been watching since the very beginning. So thank you for your support and your love. And that's what this show is about. It's about love. We're here to talk about Disney. I know that the world is going through some stuff right now, but that's not what this show is about. We are here because Disney is an escapist environment. We talk about this because this is where we go to get away from the world. This is where we go to live out fantasies and to relish in our imagination and to bond as a community together. And that's what we're going to focus on tonight. So, no drama!
Just Disney.
For our mamas, which are probably going to die in the movie because that's how Disney movies work.
Oh, my God.
I was like, what? Oh, my God. I was like, Leo, you just said no drama.
Just keeping you on your toes.
My mama into it.
Just keeping you on your toes, guys.
There's a lot of cool stuff to talk about.
There's a lot of cool. We got a lot of cool stuff, both in the industry and just what's going on in the community. Got a lot of cool stuff. I'm Leo Camacho, your host. You can follow me at Leo Zombie on Twitter and at Mr. Leo Zombie everywhere else. But it's not just me. I've got the whole crew tonight. Ladies.
Oh, yeah, we haven't been together in a long time.
Yeah, you've never sat next to me on this show.
I didn't know, because I was like, I don't remember where I sit when Keaton's here. I thought I sat next to you. I guess I don't.
Normally, I know.
That's fine, we're just keeping it.
Listen, I don't mute my computer. You guys switch seats. We're all over the place.
It's a 50th anniversary, man.
50th anniversary.
Yeah, anything can happen.
Rules out the window.
My name's Sarah. You can follow me online at Sarah Snitch. I'm Sarah Snitch on YouTube, or Thingamavlogs on YouTube as well. It's all Disney.
It's all Disney.
Yay!
Who are you?
Oh, hi guys! I'm so excited to be back. Go Cubs, go!
Go Cubs, go!
I know that was last week. We said all Disney, but go Cubs, go, because that is positive and great. You guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. And make sure you give us a thumbs up. There's 71 of you watching now. Yeah. Everybody click that thumbs up button, and that would be awesome. And yeah, keep commenting. I love it.
Do it.
Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I've missed
a long
you guys.
Time.
Yes. It's been October. It's been
October
busy, crazy.
Was
October
banana
was
pants.
Crazy.
Banana pants.
Banana phone. No, that's not
the October was banana phone.
Hey guys, I'm Renee Ariel, and you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel, and check out my blog, catslipstickla.com. I just did a new article, Why I'm Single. So
I
check
it
out.
It. I read it.
Wait, I saw it too.
Yeah, time out. Yeah. Can we talk about your nails have lasted
you still
this long?
Have them?
Dude, I don't
look
know how
long
to get them
they've
off.
Lasted. You have to go get them professionally removed or it's going to ruin your nail.
No, listen, this is what happened.
You have to. It will ruin your nail.
Yeah,
you have to go soak them off and go get them off.
The organization that installed those is the same that put the Wolverine's claws in adamantium.
That explains it.
So you better, get that checked out by a professional.
They're starting to get stuck in my hair when I'm doing my
when
hair.
When it gets under your nail, the base of the nail. Yeah. That hasn't happened to you
girl,
yet?
Girl.
Yeah, I don't do fake nails. All natural, baby. No, that just... I mean, I'm very impressed. I want to go to this nail place because they've lasted this long. It's very impressive.
Guys, check it out, Stiletto Nail Bar.
There we
Disney
go.
Movie News, not just about Disney, but about life hacks and how not to lose your nails.
Thanks, really. Super Iron Halo, saying I look good tonight.
Looking out.
I wear lipstick a lot.
Lipstick, nails.
It's
we
a really
all
nice
good.
Color on you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Guys,
just keep showering. I should come to this more often.
Guys, calm down.
So much love.
I should come to this more often. This show that you're on.
Yeah. See what happens when you show up? We just shower you with confidence.
So, or no, I should maybe miss more often and then just show up every once in a while. So much love.
And someone's like, Leo's like, girl. I'm just like, girl. That's right. That is how
talk
I
about Disney. Disney
no. Let's start with something I care about.
Oh.
I always do this, guys. You
she
can trust
that's me. All the Leo stuff at the beginning of the show.
Get it over with.
And this is what is mixed, because this is that Giacchino.
Oh yeah, I forgot. This is great.
Is going to be making the music for Spider-Man.
The love of my life. Yep. The love of my ears.
The movie I love and I'm dying to see more than any other movie, because Spider-Man's my favorite
how
Marvel hero.
How cute is this kid?
With the music, Tom kid, Holland. Yeah. What I'm most impressed with is how authentic his American accent is. Yeah. He's actually British.
That's crazy.
I know. Whoa. Yeah, when he's like, cool, dude, you got a metal arm. He really would normally say that with a British accent.
Oh, how would he
can you do the
say
British accent?
No, I cannot.
Like, cool, dude.
I can do it as Dick Van Dyke.
You've got a metal arm.
Yeah, he just straight goes into
that. He goes into, Dick Van Dyke Cockney accent.
Guys, Giacchino has had a
Giacchino
busy year.
Yes, he's been crushing.
What all has he done this year, Sarah?
Yes, Sarah.
God, now I'm like, I don't know. But we've recorded it like 8 times. Like, isn't he doing Star Wars? Yes, he took over Star Wars. He took over Rogue One.
Wasn't he doing, was he doing
He also did Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange, that's what it was.
But he's doing something else in the future. I forget what it is. I'll look it up.
Yeah, look it up. But that's pretty much the news for that we've got him on board, which is great. He's crushing it, so put him in a movie that's going to crush it.
You know what?
By the way, they wrapped shooting on that.
That's exciting. My friend's in the new movie.
Oh yeah?
I'm gonna try to get her on the show. Hopefully.
That's cool.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Who's she playing?
What is she playing?
Her name's Zendaya.
Zendaya. I'll tell you who she plays.
While you're looking that up, Giacchino scored Doctor Strange, Star Trek Beyond, Rogue One, Tale of the Kite, The Book of Henry, Spider-Man Homecoming, and Incredibles 2
I was thinking of was Zootopia that he had done recently.
That's the other one. We literally could just name every movie that came out in 2016.
Oh, she doesn't have it listed. I know they announced who she's playing. I don't know if she's playing a love interest. I don't know. Do you know? That's what she looks like.
I don't know.
I mean, it could literally be so many
different
people.
There was more Spider-Man news that came out after I did the lineup.
Which was?
Which was that Mary Jane will not be a romantic partner for Peter Parker.
Well, she wasn't at first.
In this movie?
That makes a lot of sense.
No, I think it's who she plays.
What is she, a friend?
She's a friend first. Yeah. It actually takes them quite a bit.
Friends?
Yeah, it takes
them
quite a
bit. Like friend-zoned.
Spider-Man Homecoming friend-zoned is actually the full title of the movie. Yeah, they're just like, chill. They go to high school together, and then after time, because she's like his friend and neighbor or something. I think she lives near him. I forget. And then over time, he builds up the confidence to ask her out. But she's literally like supermodel hot.
Going to be love interests at
eventually.
Some point.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
fine.
He marries her.
Oh, well, then build it
in
up.
The
I
comics.
Like that.
In
I like
comics.
To wait.
It depends, though. If you go by the Ultimate Spider-Man timeline, he doesn't marry Mary Jane. But if you go by the traditional 1960s to current, Spectacular Spider-Man and Amazing Spider-Man, then you're going to be getting
a
marriage.
Now you're just confusing.
Moving on.
The details about who she's playing are under wraps.
We'll find out.
And she has not. She is like the best secret keeper ever.
Now
and
we really got to get her on the show. Then
we really got to find out.
It's okay. Moving on to the other thing that I like a lot is Rogue One, and not a whole lot, but we got a little bit more. We got some banners, Rogue One banners that were presented, which is basically the characters running on the beach.
Ugh, how romantic. Seeing Star Wars characters in the ocean
actually,
is just such a mind
It actually takes place in the Baywatch universe. It's the same.
Oh.
That was terrible. Listen, and then there's another, oh, no, not my jam. My song takes me over, makes me cry. There's actually another banner on the other end of the beach. First of all, why is Donnie Yen looking at her? Like, he should be looking forward. He's going to trip.
He's like, oh, Donnie.
Well, it looks like they photoshopped him into this whole thing.
Not
like,
even
everybody
the same
else looks
lighting.
Like they're actually there. And then he just looks like he was kind of placed
He was
there
actually,
that
like, running late for a meeting, and they snapped a photo. And like, what? The other side, there's another banner with the stormtroopers running towards them, but not nearly as engaging, I suppose. Not that, I guess, impressive, but we're getting more and more artwork, more and more news, and, you know. It's just
I don't want to know anymore, though. I'm like, I don't need you. You've given me enough, guys. I needed was the one trailer, and that's all I needed.
Well, we got another clip.
We do have another clip. That was the next thing I was going to say. We got one more clip.
Oh, I can't wait to see those on the billboards near my house.
Bum, bum. Oh yeah, because you know that's going to
be
on, like,
facing billboards that are like kind of diagonal of each other, like they did with
Han Venice and.
No, it's on Cahuenga. Cahuenga, like right across from Universal Studios, ish.
We got a clip.
I haven't seen this yet.
Not a whole lot.
Well, I haven't
me neither. I purposely wait for the show. We got a few new small snippets in there, so let's check this out.
I'm excited.
The Empire's building a terrible weapon.
Wait. The Empire's building a weapon?
A what?
A terrible weapon.
I need your help.
Motorcycle Diaries, I need your help.
We can stop them.
Oh, bam, bam.
Your only hope. dope.
Kung Fu beats
this
the Force.
Is your chance to make a real difference.
Force Whitaker.
We have hope.
Literally, I will watch any movie if Force Whitaker is in.
Hope is important.
Are you with me?
All the way.
All the way.
All the way.
I know you all have British accents, but I have a Hispanic accent, which makes me the hero automatically.
Leo, don't tell me you're going to cosplay as Diego Luna.
Of course I'm going to cosplay as Diego Luna. He's Hispanic. Of course I am. Motorcycle Diaries.
He looks just like... Che Guevara. He looks so much like the guy from Game of Thrones that gets his head.
Oh, Pedro Pascal? Yeah. Pascal? Yeah, I know. I love Oberyn Martell. Yeah, of course I am. Actually, before the days of Colin O'Donoghue and Jake Gyllenhaal's rise to fame, that was the celebrity that I got. Believe it or not.
Who do you get?
Now, Colin O'Donoghue. Now I get Colin O'Donoghue and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Colin O'Donoghue from Once,
Once Upon a Time, the guy who plays Hook.
Yeah, no, duh, but not Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, totally. I get Jake Gyllenhaal all the time.
You need to see him with, like, more of a beard. Yeah. More like a full beard.
I'm a little shaven right now.
Let me find a picture. Okay. Keep talking.
No, like, that's the... I swear to God, I get that so much. Excuse me, I swear to Georgia.
Hail Georgia!
I just had to pick a different word to start with a G. Let's see. All right, so that's it for Star Wars news. Okay, next, coming
look
up.
Look at that. Oh, damn.
I do look like Jake.
Yeah, especially that egg.
What did you just type in? Leo Camacho, Jake Gyllenhaal?
I know, like, which one of your profile pictures. Like, I know all of your profile pictures by heart. It's fine.
I actually did a Prince of Persia, a really bad version, before I got serious into cosplay. Now I want to do it.
But he doesn't even look as much like Jake Gyllenhaal in the Prince of Persia as he does in that picture.
In that picture.
Yeah, that picture, that's dead. Definitely, on for sure. Jake.
Anyway.
Next piece of news. Jake Gyllenhaal is going to be in our studio. I'm just kidding.
I was like,
Big Hero 6, the animated series, is going to be voiced. Oh, no, Zach.
Oh, he found it.
He found it.
Yes, Zach!
Oh,
wow.
This is why I love Zach so much.
The internet is a powerful.
My God!
Don't say it like that, Lord Vader. Oh my Lord!
Oh my gosh! That's phenomenal.
Dang,
yeah, it was so quick, Zach.
That was that early cosplay days. That was like Leo, like not even 1.0. It was like Leo 0.75. Wasn't even quite there yet.
Gosh, Colin O'Donoghue is a bae. Oh my God!
He is a bae. I have a crunch on him.
Do you still have that sword?
No, that's the Dagger of Time. Yeah, I still do have it.
It's really cool.
Because
in
case I want to do Prince of Persia again.
You look like the Disney animated Prince version of the Prince of Persia. Like, you're just kind of like...
You know he was a video game.
I know he was a video game, but I'm just saying you're just kind of like, meh.
You look like the video game character that was played by Jake Gyllenhaal, but not the version he played, but if Disney were to make a version, and then they... That's me. I'm going to cosplay that. I need a whole sign. I need instructions to how to interpret my cosplay. But the original voice cast of the Big Hero 6 movie will be voicing the characters in the animated show. Do you know if that means every single actor?
I don't know.
Of the main Big Hero 6?
Jamie Chung comes into my restaurant all the time.
Yeah,
and
I love her.
She lives in my neighborhood. So
I'm a big Jamie Chung fan.
She's so cool. Like, last time I waited on her, like her... I love her dog, too, so you should follow her dog.
Tell her
Ryan Potter, Scott Adsit, who's Baymax, Jamie Chung...
She's
Genesis
so nice.
Rodriguez. The only slight difference is Wasabi and Fred.
Yeah, we're not gonna get the weigh in.
Nope.
And who is Fred?
Fred
was TJ Miller. Yeah, no, he's too big now. So I wonder who's gonna take the role. That's
Walking
kinda...
Dead's Carrie. Or I don't know how to say his name.
Was it?
That.
Oh, you have it up.
Okay, Peyton.
But is it Carrie? Anyway.
Could be Kari.
Yeah. And Brooks Wheelan from SNL.
Who's Brooks Wheelan?
He's great.
Okay. Ryan Potter, though. I'm excited about him. I like that dude. He's a really cool guy. And I don't know if you saw...
I don't know if I know him.
Yeah. Ryan Potter just did a demo playing...
We showed it on the show.
The fighting one where he played Tim Drake as Robin?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
That was cute.
Yeah, it was awesome. That was really, really cool. That's exciting, though. I mean, we get the, you know, they're bringing the roles back. I wonder if they're going to bring Tadashi back. Oh! Oh!
Oh. I think that's going to be Big Hero 6 2, the movie.
I've never seen Big Hero 6, so.
Come on. I'm joking.
It's Big
Hero. That joke only lands if you see. Don't worry, in 30 seconds when the chat sees it, they're going to be like, Leo, too soon.
I can't wait. The first person just, who says it, I'm going to shout out their name.
I'm just going to watch the chat now. I'm not even going to move forward. Is that that kid from that ninja show? Yes, it is that kid from that ninja show.
Oh, who's gonna get it? 92 are watching now. You guys really give us thumbs up.
We gotta step up. No, he wasn't Dick Grayson in the demo. He was playing Tim Drake. Well, same thing.
It's about to happen. It's about all the Robins. It's about to happen.
Super Ninja. That's right. That was the name of the show that Ryan Potter was on.
Too soon.
Emily Saunders. You get the digital cookie tonight. Well done.
Spoiler.
Well
Leo,
done. Why? Spoiler alert.
God, our desk, when I do the wide of all of our computers on this desk, it looks so ridiculous. I'm so sorry.
Oh, gosh.
We should be sponsored.
It's funny because they just heard me say it, and they're calling me out, and now they're hearing me talk about getting called out. And so the reactions are just like,
and now they're going to hear this?
Inception. That's right.
It's going to be too
much. That's what I hear Dr. Strange is a lot of nods to Inception.
Basically, what I just did was I just bent time. I was a time bender, much like Doctor Strange, and the chat is now stuck in my loop. If you've seen Doctor Strange, you get it. All right, moving on. Next piece of news. Alan Menken, Sarah's favorite, will be... What's he doing?
Oh, my God. He's
discussing the new songs
music.
For Beauty
There's
and the Beast.
New music for the live-action Beauty
and the
Beast.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say something.
Oh, yeah.
Three new songs. Three new songs.
Finally, I'm here when there's Beauty and the Beast news.
I know.
Don't worry. You're getting a lot of it.
I know.
Yeah, the dress.
Did you hear? Have you seen the dress? First of all.
We already talked about that.
I know, but she wasn't here. I just want to know. Did you see the dress, the yellow dress?
Yes, I saw the yellow dress.
What do you think? How do you feel?
It was slightly underwhelming.
Yeah, we agree.
But this is the thing. I like how it's so similar to the actual Disney movie, but I wanted it to be
Is it? No.
I wanted it to be like gold and like sparkly, like Cinderella's dress was gorgeous, like in the new live action one. And I was so blown away by that dress.
Can we pull up Tracy Hines' picture as Belle? Can we show that? Tracy Hines Belle. Google it.
Tracy Hines.
But I think they're kind of tweaking Belle to a more modern, feminist.
Oh, Tracy with an I.
It's fine. No, that's not the one.
No. You got to do the Saffel's photography one.
I know.
Yeah.
He's probably not going to be able to find it. No. It's not new enough.
Type Saffel's, Saffels photography. Because I want you guys to see this. This is important. Because I feel like we were talking about this the other day.
I'm pulling it up.
We think this would be the quintessential. Of course. Oh, there it is. The first one in the second row.
No.
Go down. Next row down. No, next row down. Like scroll down. That first picture right there.
Oh.
Yeah. And then the next, it's also the first suggested photo, too, as well. Actually, that might even be the better one.
Yeah, the one next to it.
The one right.
Suggested photos.
Yeah, that one. Exactly. That's the one.
Ooh.
I like how the people in the chat are like, what is going on? We need to show you this because, like, this is
what it should have looked like.
We saw
that. Looks amazing, and that's just a small picture.
I know. I'm trying to find
also like a real dress.
Serious?
It's a real dress. Yeah, that's our friend Tracy, yeah.
Okay, Disney. Well,
there are some amazing costume designers.
Yeah, that's
that
what we're saying. Cosplay
dress.
Stepped it up to such a level where you can't just do a yellow dress. I mean, I get it. Maybe they're like, no, simpler is better, but not in this case.
It just looks like something for a pageant. It just doesn't look like Belle's magical dress.
It sounds so.
No, it doesn't even look like it's super pageant-y. It. I don't know.
Anyway, the new songs.
Three new songs. Yeah. Sorry. That's how hung up we are up on this dress,
we're
man.
So upset.
It's upset. It really is. It shakes me at my core. But we've got, let's see. So the first song we've got is
Our
Song Lives On is the first song.
Leo, you're on my Google.
Our Song Lives On.
You're there multiple Leos on my Google.
Oh my gosh.
Leo, you're on my Google.
Sorry.
No, that was amazing. That was my favorite moment with you ever.
Our Song Lives On is the one that's going to be reprised during the movie. It's first sung by Crazy Old Maurice.
Kevin Kline.
And then it's sung by Belle, and then it's going to be over the credits. Yeah.
And
sung
apparently,
by someone famous.
Apparently it's while he's working, he's an inventor, and he's working on his music box, and he's essentially, it's sort of just like a symbolism for trying to capture a moment in time, and how do you keep that moment even though, you know. Life goes on.
You write a song called Tale as Old as Time. And
no,
it,
you write a song
more
called
though,
Our
There's
song
more
lives
that
on.
I didn't include, but it was like revealed last week after our show with A little bit. Are we including it a little bit today? I forget if it's on the lineup.
The other?
Yeah, it is. We'll talk about it next. Never mind. But Maurice isn't actually the inventor in the live action movie.
Well, no, he is an inventor.
Whoa. Belle is the inventor.
Belle is
movie.
Also an inventor because her father's an inventor. She takes the trait from her father.
Yeah, so she's not That's a what big it says. Makeup That's what the girl. Says. She's not a big poofy dress girl. And the Beast, like, loves her for it. And so he's
the
like,
whole
you know.
Idea is that in the animated series, the animated movie, you know, they have a lot of time to tell the story, and she's just a girl who reads books, so they wanted to add an extra layer of depth, and she also
Science.
Becomes an inventor because her father's an inventor.
Mm-hmm. But like what does
thing.
She invent?
She actually invents a washing machine. Yeah.
Couldn't be something.
Okay, to me,
how upset
like,
are you?
They're like, she's an inventor.
Wait,
what did
she
invent? A type of
washing machine?
Yeah, because
that's when she reads while she's getting her clothes washed. Ooh! I mean, maybe, here's the thing, maybe the movie I'll be like, wow, this is great, I'm so happy they added this storyline, but when I read that she's an inventor of a type of washing machine, and that's how they could add in her love for books, I was a little disappointed.
Tell it, girls.
It couldn't have just still been a wood chopping machine, like they couldn't have just kept that from the animated
movie. She's like, let me help my dad who's getting chop wood so we can have fires and stuff.
That would have been awesome if she actually invented
the machine
from the cartoon.
Yes!
That would have been lit.
Missed opportunity, Disney.
But she needs to wash her father's clothes as he goes out and chops the wood.
And
right?
apparently Gaston's clothes.
By the fire with the little ones. Strapping boys, of course.
Anyway, the next song is called Forevermore, and the Beast sings it about Belle after he realizes he's in love with her, but that she needs to go see her dad.
Yeah.
And it's a replacement for the song I Can't Love Her from the musical.
And as you can see, there's a theme there, trying
from
to capture a moment and keep it in place. That's the whole idea, right? The animated, or the enchanted artifacts are kind of stuck in a moment. The Beast wants to live in this moment with Belle forever, but he wants to let her go. Maurice is afraid to let his little girl go into the world. You know, it's like the whole movie kind of has that that sort of narrative running through it, that through line, that theme of trying to hold on to a moment, but knowing that growth needs to occur.
Yeah, you guys are upset about this dress. I'm looking at it again. I'm upset about it, right?
Yeah,
I'm real upset about it.
That's the thing, because then the magazine cover, it doesn't look so bad. You're like, ooh, this could be grand and wonderful and magical.
Yeah.
And then you get that picture, and you're like,
okay, Disney, you best like fix this real quick and go into post and be like, yo, we gotta fix this dress.
Yeah, like we were just kidding.
CGI
the dress.
Good lord.
Seriously.
Dude, I mean, when you did the Cinderella dress was like literally had like LED lights up in it to make, and it was so giant she couldn't even like it.
Even the sleeves. So the sleeves bug me because in the cartoon they were like they went around her.
They were fluffy.
Collarbone area, and they were fluffy, and they're like, this is like a full shoulder sleeve strap.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Well, and people are like, well, let's wait and see, guys. I'm like, no, this is on the cover of Entertainment Weekly. That is the dress. That's what you're getting. Sorry about it.
The third song is called Days in the Sun.
It's called what, I'm sorry?
Days in the Sun.
Days in the Sun.
And the producer of the movie believes that it will win Academy Award
His
for
ninth
best song.
Academy Damn. Award.
Belle sings the song at night as a lullaby to everyone in the castle as they remember better days.
Oh, remembering moments in time.
Leo, just give...
You see?
Shut your mouth.
Now when you guys are going to be watching that movie and be like, Leo was right, this theme is really pervasive. Okay.
Yeah. I hope the music's
so, like,
good.
Okay, now we can go into like the changes that they made. Okay,
yeah.
So like,
go into it.
Maurice is a single dad, and so he's like nervous about Belle, you know,
leaving. He wants to hold her in a moment.
Yeah, in a moment. And so
like
he,
this,
you know,
some people wait a lifetime.
He creates music boxes for her to look at to experience the world, because he won't actually let her experience the world.
One of them like
Mother Gothel would be a great pair for him.
Yeah.
They're both single parents.
They should get together. Yeah. And,
amazing.
And so he makes music boxes. I feel like he's not an inventor in that he just makes music boxes.
Like he's just
an
inventor.
He's
of
like
music
a music
boxes.
Box
like that's
man.
Not an inventor. That's just someone that's gonna do
crazy old music guy, Maurice.
And Belle is the inventor, and like we said, she invents a washing machine.
Or
she
just
reads,
like handy. You know?
She invents a washing machine.
Yeah, but, like, come on. Yeah.
And she reads while she's doing the wash, and, you know.
What? Why?
They didn't think that the original had enough reason for her to be so ostracized.
Yeah, there was
so
no reason why she was
weird. And so they needed to make her, like, weirder.
Yeah.
Like,
she's the laundry machine girl. Dude, that's baller. I want one of those. No. That makes her a nutcase.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Oh, and she can read. She's educated. She's a really smart woman. She'd probably be a great addition to any family and household.
No.
Those words are funny.
This is his guest on. Leo, do your look good impression.
You're the best, Gaston.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
The rest of the night.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, she's Geppetto. She's basically a glorified musical Geppetto. Oh, my goodness. Guys. So, yeah. And last but not least, we'll step out of the bathtub news for a second and go on to Moana. We got a new Moana clip featuring a new song. Let's check it out.
Guys, this is I haven't listened to it. One that I got to see at casting. So the musical number I told you I got to see.
Can we take the lights down in here?
No. Can I? Maybe. We read the wind and the
sky when the sun is high. I like her leaf two-piece. The length of the seas on the ocean breeze. Yeah. At night we name every star. What else do you do? We know where we are. Yeah. We know
who we are, who we are. Dope.
Away, away.
Bum, 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 bum. A brand new
island everywhere we roll. Lynn.
Lynn.
It's 100% Lynn.
Yeah. We keep our island in our mind. And when it's time to find home, we know the way. Away, away. We are explorers. I can't even talk during this. This is so good.
I know, it's so good. We tell the
stories of our elders in stories of tonight. Away.
Oh, I just got chills, guys.
Me too. Oh, yes.
God. I came home from the press day, and I, like, laid in bed with Leo, and I was like, babe, there's this scene that, like, the only thing I can compare it to is the opening Native American scene in Pocahontas. Isn't it like that?
I was thinking that I love the way it's showing them as master navigators.
And
I was
like, and it is so freaking cool because it's, like, just like this is Polynesian people.
Yeah. Well, I love it. I love that, like, it's showing them as
very
master,
emotional.
Master boatsmen, master sailors, master
That's
navigators.
What they were amazing.
I know.
They are amazing.
Dude, can you imagine being Polynesian and seeing that? You'd be like, "That's what it is."
Away,
That's
what
it is.
Away mean. I don't
know. Oh, that's so amazing.
Away, away. Dude, and Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Lin-Manuel!
He has such a distinctive voice. I don't think he has the best voice.
I
but
love
like,
it, though.
No, but he's
like,
just,
I do. I forgive him for it because he's so emotional. That's you hear the emotion when he sings.
He sounds like a real person
singing. Yeah, it's great.
And the way he says story.
When I saw it, I could have sworn that some of the people on the boat were singing it, though, which is what's weird.
No.
I feel like they might have changed it, but, like, I remember them singing it.
No, babe.
Okay.
Your memory must be going, away, away.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's going to be
Also,
Zach,
this
you better
is
take that.
100% a flashback, and Moana is not alive at the time that that clip is happening, because by the time Moana is alive, no one has been wayfinding for thousands of years.
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
I've said this already. Spoiler I don't remember who it
was. No, and, like, and that's the whole, she even said the whole thing is her discovering these boats. And
what? Spoiler alert.
And she's you know, bringing back the tradition of wayfinding, which spoiler has been dead for a long time. She didn't even know that her people used to do that.
She didn't know that?
She didn't know.
Spoiler alert.
She comes running out of the cave going, "We were voyagers!" Literally.
It's a good impression right there.
Is it really?
Like, "We were voyagers!"
Away, away. Oh. Hey, you guys, that song.
It's better than my LeFou.
That song is so much better than the one from Zootopia.
Oh my God.
You mean, whenever!
No, yeah. No, that's a great song. I love that Shakira song.
That's
it's a great
Zootopia
one.
That's a theme.
But
guys, when you see that scene, you're going to think of me.
Hopefully I'm sitting right next to you holding
not
your
that
hand.
Scene but the
I'm gonna think of you. Yeah, for sure. And then I want you to imagine an even smaller LeFou running out behind her like, "We were sailors." You're the best sailor, Gaston.
Oh my gosh. Now that's all I can think about.
That's right.
Oh,
she's gonna that's what you're gonna imagine. You're gonna think of Sarah looking at me like, "Dang it, Liam. You
ruined this for me."
Just imagine her running out with a little, like, coat with tiny little tails. Just, like, it's way too big on her. It's going to be amazing. Somebody make that fan art happen. But that is our Disney movie news. But
no,
guys,
try everything. No, Super Iron Halo.
Try everything.
Why did I not remember that song?
Try everything. Exactly.
I think I do remember that scene.
I lost another fight.
The day after Halloween, I watched Zootopia, and I forgot about that song. And then, believe me, I never forgot about it again. It was a mistake.
You missed Mean Keaton singing Alessia Cara last week.
Well, I didn't say I'd miss it.
Who?
Alessia Cara.
What was that?
I mean, me and Renee. Oh. I said Keaton. We sang...
That here.
I'll be over here.
Oh my god.
You can't escape it. You can't escape it.
I can't escape it.
We have other Moana news.
I try
news.
Everything.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah. This is the big Moana news. What you guys just saw, that was pretty cool, but this trumps it.
Bigger.
So
bigger.
This Saturday, tickets go on sale for an exclusive Thingamavlogs
screening of Moana.
Yeah, just Thingamavlogs oriented viewing of Moana in downtown Disney.
Oh,
Everybody chill. Everybody chill.
Wait, it's in downtown Disney?
It's in downtown Disney at the AMC in downtown Disney. 100 tickets will be available for purchase, and it is a one-time only event. Go see it with a bunch of other Disney fans that are just as passionate as you are about not only the movie, but the community and also YouTube. And we'll be there too. We'll be watching with you.
You'll be there. Clap or talk during the film?
No, no, no. This is what I want to emphasize. This movie, the movie will have been out
for like 4 days.
My God, for
we're
a couple days.
Seeing it before then.
And I want to encourage people, like, if you're going to cheer in a moment, like, cheer for a moment. If you're going to cry, like, give in. Like, let your heart cry for that moment. Because that is the audience that you want to be completely exposed with. Yeah,
because
I love the movie experience.
I went to see Pete's Dragon with you guys, and I was sobbing, and you guys were like, hey.
Well, that's because
I didn't like the movie.
I was like.
But, like, I love it when crowds are like, when, like, the hero saves the day, and people are like, yes! But I hate it when people are just like, girl, did you see what happened to Monica last night? I'm like, don't do that.
I will never forget when I saw Lord of the Rings, Monica. The Two Towers in theaters, when Legolas runs up the hill, like, and appears on the elephant. No, when he runs up the hill for the first time in the movie and you first see him again.
The smell
again.
The fart moment, yeah.
Yeah.
You know why they call it the smell of the fart acting? Because he runs at the top of the hill and he just goes...
He's using his elephant.
No, we're not doing a sing-along. It's not like...
No. Well, we can't do a sing-along. We don't know the words.
Some people don't.
Yeah, no sing-along, but emotional sort of... outlet. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And additionally, when you buy tickets, which will be $17, by the way.
Because you
will be receiving an exclusive limited edition only for this screening pin, Thingamavlogs pin that correlates to the film.
Well, that's a spoiler.
It is a spoiler. Spoiler Disney Movie News exclusive, but they don't know
what
it is.
I want the work pin.
It's coming.
Work.
We've talked about this on Periscope.
Eliza.
And Peggy.
Leo's and Peggy is the funniest.
And Peggy. so the tickets go on sale Saturday. So follow our social media for our personal ones and Thingamavlogs. That would be stupendous and spectacular when they go on sale. Scoop them up because we have a feeling they are going to fly. And it is first come first service in terms of seating.
Not reserved seating.
No reserved seating. So you're going to sit next. You're going to make some new friends. That's what's going to be awesome about it.
But this is the thing. Everyone's talking about singing along. No.
I know. I'm like, no.
Don't do that. Because that's like when you go see a musical and somebody's next to you singing all the words and you're like, I can't hear them singing because you're singing out of tune.
That's like wearing the band's t-shirt to the concert. You don't do that.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm
saying?
I do.
What's wrong with that?
We need to talk later. You don't listen to the music on the way.
Oh my god, you always listen to the music on the way. That's how you get...
That's how you get a pump for them.
Leo, you're wrong.
No. Yeah, he's wrong, and he's a hypocrite. Yeah. We listened to Muppet soundtrack on Dapper Day before Dapper Day. So.
We were going to see Muppets in concert.
Were you
a Muppet of a man?
Yeah, that's different. That's method acted. I was a man.
Or a man of a Muppet.
Muppet.
Very manly Muppet.
I was Miss Piggy, so I was actually a lady of a puppet. What else? I feel like there's... Oh, Dapper Day just happened. That's what we were just saying.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a lot of fun. Sarah and I attended Dapper Day this weekend. We went as Disney-bounded Muppets.
Muppets.
I went as Miss Piggy, and she was Miss Kermit.
Mr. Kermit.
Kermit the Frog.
70s style.
70s.
Where did you get your dress, and where did Tiff get her dress?
Tiff was Animal, and Patrick was Fozzie Bear.
Both of our dresses were vintage from the 70s.
You can put them on. Actually, you should pull up the group shot, maybe.
I haven't put up the
one. Okay, just those two. That's fine.
I mean, that's super cute.
Yeah.
Leo, where did you get the pink suit?
China. Yes.
Thanks, China.
And it was embroidered with applique, as they say. Kermit, do you like my applique?
He loves applique.
Yeah. I was talking like that the whole day. Like,
there we are.
Mwah. That's pretty good. And I kept trying to get Sarah to talk like Kermit, but
Leo
she just
kept
won't
doing
do
this
it.
Absurd
oh, the Fozzie
impression out of nowhere.
I just would yell it randomly.
Back away from the mic.
I would just randomly yell it when we weren't expecting it and be like, Kermit!
You never asked me to talk like Kermit.
I did the whole day.
No,
like,
can you talk like Kermit?
If you don't mind.
I really think I can do a pretty
good job. Oh, that's
pretty good.
That's
better
than yours.
That's nice.
Oh,
that's better than
yours.
Kermit the Frog. Kermit the Frog here.
And yes! I was like, yes!
You have such a lovely animal voice.
That's all I can
do. Animal.
Animal.
I and then there's it. Always Gonzo, but he wasn't part of our crew.
Oh, my God.
No, you guys didn't Gonzo. Ask me.
No. All right. All
so
right.
many impressions,
Beaker.
But will not do the British accent.
I can't.
I can't.
So what did I?
Oh yeah, the beep. What was that?
Oh yeah, yeah. You did it wrong. You were like beep boop beep boop beep boop. Get out of here.
No, I think I just went meep or something like that. It was completely
Someone
wrong.
Said I sound like Yoda when I do Miss Piggy. I guess she kind of does if she spoke
Kermit.
A bit deeper.
Do you have to give it a little?
Oh Kermit.
Oh Kermit. Like it's like higher, you know.
Except when she's back.
Yeah.
You, right. And you talk forward, not backwards.
Oh.
Well, that's Yoda.
I talk. You guys are making me one. That Yoda and Miss Piggy. Well, probably they weren't they both Frank Oz? That's very possible.
Very possible.
I should know this.
They were.
They were. Then there you go.
Thanks.
Oh, man. Someone just. Man, revelations, you guys. I didn't even think about that.
I
before.
Sent our picture.
Rizzo
around.
Is. Rizzo and Gonzo are my favorite Muppets.
What about Pepe?
Pepe the
shrimp.
The shrimp. I love Pepe the shrimp. He's great too.
Pepe.
And Pepe.
I love
I like
I love
the way he speaks.
Bean Bunny.
Bean
Bunny
is
my favorite Muppet.
I like the two old grumpy men.
Waldorf
and Waldorf.
Oh,
yeah.
And Statler.
Yeah. Oh my
yeah.
God, Bean Bunny. I haven't thought about
I
it
know
in
from
so
chat.
Long.
Who's your favorite
I
Muppet?
I love Bean Bunny.
I oh, I like
cry.
The dog.
Rolf.
Ralph.
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 Ralph. I was making fun of him. He sounds like he's been smoking for way too long.
He probably has.
I really love.
I'm gonna play you a song on the piano.
I love Janice.
Bunny?
Janice. Her voice is so weird, right? Like, she's just always like,
oh my God.
I don't know what's, like, going on.
His eyes
Muppet
are black.
Baby. Sorry,
I'm like a demon.
Yeah, we sang that. We actually sang it last time. You weren't here. We sang the whole theme song.
I miss so much.
Theme song?
Theme song.
Theme song.
The theme song.
I get all confused, Gaston.
Oh my god.
What other news we got, you guys? What else is going on in the world of fandoms?
On the world of fandoms specifically.
Specifically. Strange. Can you tell us how?
Oh,
what
Doctor
you think
Strange.
Of Doctor Strange.
That's right.
Leo, but don't
without
spoil
any spoilers.
Anything. I'm seeing it tomorrow night.
It was so good. It was so much fun. I love the way they explain magic and spells. I love the execution of it. I love the visuals. I thought it was such a cool movie. I love Benedict Cumberbatch's American accent. It was a little weird, but he totally grows on you, and his snark is so on point. Like, he really crushes that character, and he really gets into character. Like, not... Of course, he's one of the probably greatest actors out right now.
Oh, such
but,
a Cumberbatch.
But the way... Oh, yeah, Cumberbatch. But the way he gets into this strange... You can just tell he's really into it because it's sort of a unique spot between, like, Sherlock Holmes and I guess, Iron Man. It's like this weird pocket.
Ooh. I have an important question.
Yeah.
How was Rachel McAdams?
I don't want to spoil it.
How was Regina George?
Underutilized.
Well, of course, if you
that face. I've never seen a quicker transition of emotion in my
life.
What? How dare you? No, she was great for the role for the parts that she's in. I wish she kind of would have had a
what
bigger part.
What about Tilda? How well did she play
honestly,
an Asian man?
Too soon. She did a good job in the role that she was given.
Okay.
She
this is the second
job.
Time you've given the same answer.
No. Rich, it's different, though. Like you have to look past the fact that she was probably miscast because that is sort of a limitation on the movie, right? Like, yes, it's a bummer, but that's an issue that exists outside of the performance.
Yeah.
The performance itself was excellent.
Yeah, she's a bummer.
And she is a very pivotal character in that film, and she's in the movie a lot. And she does a great job for what it is. Rachel McAdams
was not shown enough because
criminally
she's a star and should be in every scene.
She should have been.
I just want her,
she's
like,
more,
in the corner just,
she's
like,
more,
watching.
You know what she is? She's a character that moves plot points, and it's a little disappointing. I know.
I'm just
an accessory. It is a bummer.
Cumber.
And the major flaw of the movie is that the villain is completely forgettable. He's kind of shallow, doesn't have a whole lot of drive to him or purpose. I mean, he obviously is the point of conflict, But I don't know. He just kind of falls short. The joy in the movie is the experience, like all sort of origin story movies, is watching Benedict Cumberbatch become Doctor Strange, embrace his new power, change his destiny, all that kind of stuff.
Did they link any of the other Marvel movies with it? That's what I'm so excited for. Excited for that.
There were some deep Easter eggs hidden in there. And some ones that were like tricks.
I cannot wait.
There's one referencing a Marine pilot that was a fake out, where you thought it was for a particular character from another movie, and it was not confirmed by. But there may be a reference.
Have I not seen you guys since Halloween?
We haven't seen you since Halloween.
Oh, did you see my Halloween costume? No. Widowed that.
I did see it.
Sorry.
Every Marvel villain ever. I agree. I actually had a long conversation about this with the guys from 60-second matchups. Danny and them, great guys. East Mohawk, check them out. Cool channel. Anyway, we were talking about this and why are Marvel villains so shallow? It's kind of a shame that they're, again, underutilized. But I think that, you know, you look at some of them and they work. Magneto, not a Marvel villain at the moment in Marvel Cinematic Universe, but
he's
still.
He's
one of the greatest villains of all time, right? But I thought Winter Soldier was a great villain for the amount of villainy that he was portraying in Winter Soldier. I thought he was a lot of fun. And, yeah, I mean, that was another one I can't remember right now. But they exist, but generally it's about the heroes and they kind of sell the villains a little bit short.
I think the flaw with the villain in this one is they without giving anything away, they just went for too grand a scale.
Yeah. They tried to cram a lot.
A lot of the Marvel movies have gone for this world-destroying angle. And we want most people want something small and simple.
Yeah.
And I think Rachel McAdams is like in a similar way underutilized. I think she's more like in place for the sequel that they'll eventually get, where she'll become much more important. Yes. And she just like had to have a small role in this one to get to where
an acclamation role, right? Like this is a person that exists in this universe. You know what she's all about. She's getting it. Sit tight. We'll give her more screen time in the next film. But you liked it, Zach, right?
I liked a lot of it. It was good, not great. It had a lot of flaws to it. Ultimately, the villain problem. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The best way I can sum it up without any spoilers: if you like Dr. House, Dr. Gregory House, and you want to see what would happen if Dr. House had discovered magic instead of Vicodin
and had a baby with Sherlock Holmes,
yeah. That's Doctor Strange.
It's a really fun trip to the movies, if nothing else, because the visuals. And I saw it in IMAX 3D.
Ooh.
Good. This is one to not miss on the big screen because it's a completely different experience.
You saw it in IMAX 3D. Is it worth the money?
IMAX 3D movie is worth $25, but this movie is worth seeing in IMAX 3D. If that makes sense to you.
If any movie is worth that much, is worth the cost of seeing IMAX 3D, this would be the one because the visuals that they put in, the work that they put into making
it's like crazy,
eye tripping.
You're watching
cinematics. Unparalleled.
It's unparalleled. And tell me if you agree with this. As you're watching it, all you can think is, how did the actors do this? Because it's like, how do you paint that picture to them? Like, this is what's going to be happening around you, and you have to act accordingly. Because then when you watch, you're like, no, there's no way they could have described this. That's the thing, is it like, you get like they're doing mocap, right? Well, they're not. They're physically acting on a stage because it's them. It's not CGI.
Yeah.
But what's happening around them is CGI, but it's not something you can describe in words. You're like, imagine Inception, but it's going inside of itself, and you're moving through the middle as the world is splitting with a mirror. Like, it makes no sense. But when you watch, you're like, oh, yeah, no, that's totally what it would be like if universes were split into multiple mirror dimensions and you had to interact with them, obviously.
Well, I went to Harry Potter Land this weekend and had warm butter beer, and it was delicious.
Yeah, how is it actually?
It's better than the cold stuff.
No.
It's still very sweet.
What exactly is butter beer?
That's a lie. It's frozen butter beer forever.
No, frozen butter beer is too sweet.
It's so good.
The warm stuff is so yummy.
It's like butterscotch soda.
It's BS.
It literally is melted butter.
No.
It's carbonated.
It's not like too much, you know?
So it's like a slight carbonation?
It depends on which version you get. If you get the warm version, it's kind of like a coffee, like a...
The warm version is not carbonated.
No, it's not. I saw her being like, wait, what?
Really good, guys.
The just liquid version is carbonated. The frozen version is not carbonated either.
It's like a slush.
Yeah, the frozen version is the soda, cold soda version.
Oh, you guys want me to direct? I will direct the movie for you. Someone's asking, is it confusing like Inception? No, because Inception is supposed to be like actual physics.
I heard a lot of people being like, magic. I couldn't follow what this was about.
What?
I've heard a lot of people say that. Be it's like, there were moments where I was like, what is even happening?
Wow.
That's what the villain problem
is. One of our closest friends said that.
It mainly comes down to the villain. Like, there's a little bit of a flaw there where you're trying to figure out exactly what he wants and how that film is going to
exactly. They don't set him up. They don't set him up as to why he's so aggressive.
The also same person was like, everyone's names are really hard to remember and very similar.
I don't know who it
is. And so I can't remember. Like,
the villain's name is absolutely forgettable. But anyways, those are reviews. That was my no spoiler.
The Beast looks fancier than Belle's dress.
Like, oh my God, that's true.
I can't. And she wears the gloves, the yellow gloves.
We leave you on a point of disappointment from Keaton to Beauty and the Beast. Guys, that is it for Disney Movie News. Thank you so much for hanging out. We love all of you. Make sure you follow us on social media. Again, follow me at LeoZombie on Twitter and at Mr. LeoZombie everywhere else. And make sure you follow Popcorn Talk on YouTube and on Twitter so you can stay up to date with all the different shows, about all the different categories, about all the different things that you love. Sarah.
My name's Sarah.
That needs to be your. Change Sarah Snitch.
My name, I get super high. And then Sarah goes, My name's Sarah.
And Peggy.
My name's Sarah. You can find me over at Sarah Snitch or on YouTube at I'm Sarah Snitch or Tuesdays on Thingam Vlogs or Fanflare or anywhere. I'm everywhere.
You're a leprechaun.
Anyway.
The most random of all things she could be, a leprechaun. Hi, guys. I'm not a leprechaun, but my name is Keaton Markey, and you guys can follow me everywhere at Keaton Markey. I actually even taped an episode of Action Movie Anatomy today for Braveheart. Make sure you guys check that out if you're a fan of the movie. I just saw it for the first time this week, and so it was really cool to kind of experience that movie, which is such a classic.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah.
It's
a great
movie. Hey, guys. I'm Renee Ariel, and you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel. And make sure you check out my blog, catslipstickla.com, and find out why I'm single.
Find out.
Find out why she's single on the 51st episode. But for now, this was the 50th episode. Thank you guys for joining us. Thanks for sticking it through all the other 49 episodes. And you've been here from the beginning. We owe you a grit of gratitude. I've been doing spoonerisms all night. A grit of gratitude. Thank you guys. We love you so much, Disney fam. Have an awesome, awesome night.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.